Jacaranda
FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane will peak tomorrow at 27 degrees. Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 28. We start in the northwest, where police are monitoring the situation in the Letsuruche outside Zeerust following a service delivery protest that led to the closure of the N4. Residents took to the streets today over a lack of water. Municipal officials there say they're working around the clock to restore water to the area. Yes, police spokesperson Adele Meiberg.
The road on the N4 at Lefuruti, that's the road between Zeerust and Skilpadsheg port of entry, have been opened and traffic is free flowing. This came after unrest was reported and the roads were blocked since early morning, about between 3 and 4 o'clock this morning. Public order policing was immediately called to resolve the issues.
One of the directors of Sanzu nightclub in Pretoria has apologized to the victims of an alleged torture incident that allegedly took place at the establishment 3 years ago. Police are investigating after videos depicting the assault and sexual abuse of young men were widely shared on social media last month. Two police dockets were opened after 6 victims initially came forward. A 7th victim was traced over the weekend. For more, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news. President Cyril Ramaphosa has welcomed Mozambique's newly inaugurated president, Daniel Chapo, for talks in Cape Town. The leaders discussed strengthening political and economic ties, with South African companies already investing over 155 billion rand in Mozambique.
We have come together to continue strengthening the bonds between our two countries and how we can continue to entrench political stability also in Mozambique following the elections, and also how we can create a conducive environment for businesses.
The National Council of SPCA says it's become increasingly concerned with the alarming surge in content depicting animal cruelty being shared online in South Africa. A number of incidents have been reported in recent months. Here's the council's Sanam Naran.
Sharing these videos or even posting these videos have a lot to do with gaining likes, comments and popularity on social media. If they are gaining some traction, they are likely to be noticed by brands or other campaign members who will contact them to promote a product or advertise something for them and then get paid for that.
And finally, some of us may just need some donuts to get through the day. Now, in the US and Oklahoma, a toddler called 911 with the reports of emergency donuts, and local police sprang into action to deliver.
Donuts? I want donuts.
I'm fine, baby.
Are you going to share?
The Moore Police Department shared the audio of a 911 call involving a toddler who was allowed to play with an old cell phone and discovered it still had emergency calling enabled. That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Chanel Satim, and the rest of the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
Why you always in the mood? Mashing around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Somehow I was in a feeling bad. Baby, I am not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company.